This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, Disney kids, here we go. Holidays at Disneyland. This hour's code word is believe. B-E-L-I-E-V-E. Take the word believe and text it to our contest line, 20357. That'll get you in the running for a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation for four with four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is believe. Just believe. That, you know, every time I hear, like, believe, I think of this song from Book of Mormon. And a Mormon just believes. And it's funny because it's a Disney thing and not a Book of Mormon thing. Today's National Food Day. Isn't every day National Food Day? Sorry, I love Book of Mormon.
We play so I can't comment on any of it.
I got nothing to say. Constantly. And a Mormon does just believe. National Food Day. Legit, frankly, that's every day. As far as I'm concerned, where's the food? Let's have some food. I don't know why it has to get its own day, but it does. We're going to start with Nicole Kidman. So I love Nicole Kidman.
Love her?
Yeah, I love her. She's great.
Okay.
I will say that I've seen her in things that I thought she was absolutely great in, and I've seen her in other things that I was like, you didn't need to pay her for that role. She's had a lot of work done, so sometimes that can be distracting. And one of the things, as I was watching the trailer for this thing, and I'm pretty sure I told you about this movie a while ago, but she's plays this sort of high-powered, like, executive, like a CEO of some company or something. And she's a married lady, and she's got kids. And one of the first scenes in this trailer is she's in, lays back in the chair, and they come at her with the needles, like, as in she's getting her
Botox.
Latest Botox filler,
okay.
You know, what
That's
have you.
That's in the movie.
It's just sitting in the trailer, and it's basically like, here's what this is her life. They're showing her life. There she is at the breakfast table. I think Antonio Banderas is her husband in this. So there's, you know, there's them, and they're semi-grown kids, and their lovely home, and there she's a high-powered person, and her, I don't know what the type of business she's in, but they have an internship program, and there's a young man, and he looks to be, I don't know, late 20s, maybe 30, and he's a new intern at this place. And in the trailer, like right off the bat, you get the creepiest feeling. Like when and she's played roles like this before, because in Big Little Lies, it's such a good example of, you know, these really bad things that can happen to people that can really happen to any person. Like, it doesn't matter how rich you are, how powerful you are, what you've got going on in your life. It's like these things, you can be twisted by someone. And she's abused in it's a horrible victim of domestic violence in Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. And in this one, it's a little less of a common thing. It's more like he's twisting her. Like, she walks into a bar where they're all partying after work, and she's tired, and she orders a drink, whatever, and they bring her a glass of milk. And she's all, what is this? And she looks over, and he's looking at her like, drink that milk. And so she locks eyes with him, and she drinks the milk. And that's like step one in his program of domination. And it goes on.
And he's a young guy.
He's good looking, you know, but not screaming good looks. It's not Brad Pitt. It's, you know.
It's not Mike J.
No, oh God, no.
All right.
Please. It's just, he's sort of a regular looking, sort of slight build. Looks like a recent college graduate. Like, he's that guy. He's just kind of bland, but he's got all these plans for her. And it looks like a great movie to me. It's called Baby Girl. And I don't think she could have done a better job promoting this movie than this. In a new interview about this, and I think it's a Christmas movie. Let's see.
Oh.
It's coming out on...
Merry Christmas, everyone.
No, it's not about Christmas, but I think it's coming out on Christmas.
Oh.
I don't see the release date here. But anyway, I think it's a Christmas movie. So it's called Baby Girl, and in an interview, she said she suffered burnout from all the orgasms she had to fake. It got to the point where she had to take breaks during it. Like, I'm out of orgasms right now. I cannot do it.
Have you ever faked an orgasm for so long that you ran out of the ability to continue faking an orgasm?
No, because I wasn't on a movie set where they were like, we need to do that again, and we're going to shoot it from this angle, and we're going to, you know, like all day orgasm faking. And apparently,
I'm just curious what the average woman come across this experience
level of
ever?
Burnout? No, okay. I don't believe that the average woman does.
All right.
Here's her quote. There were times when we were shooting, I was like, I don't want to orgasm anymore. Don't come near me. I hate doing this. I don't care if I'm never touched again in my life. She's Australian.
It sounds more like she's actually having them.
No, she's not. She's saying she's fake. Well, no, I'm not there.
She might have snuck a rabbit in. You never know.
Those things are humongous. This was sneaking a rabbit in.
Yeah. I mean, there are things you can sneak, but the rabbit's really.
What rabbit are you talking about? One of those like little finger vibrators?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's not. The rabbit's gigantic. It's got all kinds of components and parts.
Well, the rabbit's up on top of a whole other thing.
Oh, I don't. Hey,
it also twist around. It's like a whole.
Excuse me, hold on.
Yeah. You know, you might need to do a little research there, buddy. I think silly rabbit. So the director of this movie, her name is Helena Regine. She also, I think she wrote and directed this movie.
Hi, Helena. Nice to meet you.
H-A-L-I-N-A. And the last name is R-E-I-J-I-N. Helena Regine. So it helps that she's a woman. Her quote was, let's see. I think this is Nicole's quote. I don't think I could have done it working with a man. Like a male director. Mm. I actually think the only way I could have done this was with her because the two of us would just sit and talk. Had to be exhausting.
December 20th, by the way.
Oh, December 20th.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Great. So she's a high-powered CEO and she puts her career and family on the line when she begins a torrid affair with a much younger intern who seems super twisted.
I don't see the tie to Christmas.
It's coming out at Christmas time. There's no gift giving. There's no holly
she's
jolly.
She's not the CEO of a toy company.
She's not a toy company. I don't actually know what the company is, but I didn't see any toys. Everyone looks very business suited and unfun.
He's not from the North Pole. He
no.
He decided to go on a trip.
Yeah, nothing like that.
They don't travel by reindeer.
Although, you know what I'm going to tell you right now? Because
yeah.
You just, so I'm setting that story aside.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you this story because this is a Christmas movie.
All right.
And it's the dorkiest thing. By the way, trailers for both of these, Baby Girl is the name of the Nicole Kidman thing. It's I tell you, I watched that trailer and said, I'm going to watch that. I won't go to the movie theater to watch it. I'll wait till it streams. But I'm like, that looks.
The orgasm movie you're watching.
Yeah, well, I mean, now I hear about the orgasms. That sounds great, too.
Okay.
Sounds like some hot sex scenes, but it's more about just, like, somebody twisting somebody else, you know? That's always like, when you see that on a show or something, you're like, now I know what to look out for. That's a trigger. That's a keyword. So, now that's not a Christmas movie, although it's coming out at Christmas time. This is definitely a Christmas movie. Now, I don't know too much about Dustin Milligan. I do know that he was on a show I loved and his name was Ted Mullins. So he is Alexis's boyfriend. He's a vet on Schmitt's Creek.
Oh.
Ted Mullins. It was
okay.
His character.
I didn't
name.
Watch long enough to know that character.
I want to say he's definitely not in the first season.
Okay.
So, but he's great. He's like a good looking, dorky dude. That show is absolutely great. He's great on it. If you are like, who the hell is Dustin Milligan? And you've ever watched Schmitt's Creek, Google it and he will pop up and you go, oh yeah, that guy. Oh, of course. He was also on 90210, like when they did that reboot a few years back. I looked at that and he's been in some other stuff too. But where I know him from, Dustin Milligan, is Ted Mullins, and he's kind of a dorky dude. He's very good looking, but kind of dorky also. So the star of this movie is Lacey Chabert, who was from Party of Five. She was the littlest girl. And then she was in Mean Girls, and
she's cute.
Yeah, she is cute. And I think she's done some like Hallmark movies and stuff too. Like, she has that sweet face, you know, like do the Lifetime Hallmark movies. This is a Netflix movie, and it's called Hot Frosty, where she somehow gets a magic scarf, puts it around a hot looking snowman, and brings him to life. And it turns out to be the you know, Hot Frosty is this Dustin Milligan guy. And it looks super dumb, but it's one of those, I've watched the trailer. It's like, oh my God, would I watch this after a drink or two just to make fun of it? I might. So I put that trailer up as well. But that is a Christmas movie, Vinny. So
I like it.
If you're thirsty for a Christmas movie. Frosty. Oh, the snow.
Very nice. It.
You crank that up.
He's turned it into Frosty.
Yeah. If Frosty had an 8-pack. I mean,
Frosty's got a dad bod.
He does not. I mean, right. How many hot snowmen have you ever seen? None? Zero? Yeah.
Can
there
I tell you a fact
balls.
About this song?
Yes.
Written by a gentleman from Kaiser, West Virginia. Thank you very
this
much.
This song?
Yes.
Oh, well, what's his name?
I've forgotten.
Ah, you are doing your.
How do you know then?
Town dirty.
Like when people achieve in Kaiser, it gets put on a wall.
Yeah,
a
actually,
wall
we
of
had a
achievements or
we
something.
We did a 150-year presentation at the Capitol, and there were three people presented from town: Johnny Crook, the baseball player, this guy, and yours truly.
I knew it. I knew you were going to be the most famous person ever kicked out of that town.
Yeah,
comes back to do the. That's so funny.
Did you who's the baseball player?
Johnny Crook.
Never heard of him.
Played for the Phillies. Announcer.
Yeah, no, I know
guy.
Who he is. Yeah,
okay.
He's actually a pretty classic guy. I like, huh.
So he's the number one most famous, and then the guy who wrote
but
the song?
But he's a famous Philly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm a very distant third.
Huh. You're on there. You're the third most famous person from your town.
Oh, you should have seen the town when I was on that show, The Chase, on ABC. The whole town was on Facebook. Oh, my gosh. He mentioned our town.
Can I watch that? Is that streamable?
I don't know.
You please find that and put a link to that up on the Facebook
page?
I'll try to find it.
I blow it at the end. I just blow it.
But you make it through the whole...
No,
what's
I blow
the,
it.
Wait, you guys, you're talking about something.
Sorry.
What are you talking about?
He was on a game. He was on a show called The Chase.
The Chase.
What is that?
It's on ABC, and you pretty much challenge an ex-Jeopardy champion, and you have to get through one round. And at the end of that round, I had one final question, and I completely just... blanked and hit the wrong button and then immediately regretted it because I knew
this was on broadcast TV.
This was on ABC TV, yeah.
Wow.
You got to find a link to that episode.
I will look for it. They're really weird about posting, like, I'll have to find it.
Saying the whole town was rooting for you and knew you were going to be on and watch that episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Well, you're the third most famous person from there. I think I'm the second most famous person from my town.
Who's one?
Tom Everett Scott. He's the guy... He's the consolation husband in La La Land. He's from that movie, The Wonders. You remember that? It's a Tom Hanks movie. He's one of the guys in the band.
I don't think it was
show.
Called The Wonders, though.
What's it called?
Like the Every Little...
Yes. That Thing You Do.
That Thing You Do.
That Thing You Do. Right. Oh. And then he was in a zombie, like, I think it was called Generation Z or something. Like, he's been in a bunch of stuff, though. Like, you might recognize him, but he lived right up the street from me. He was 4 years younger than me. But he definitely, unfortunately, I'm not the most famous person from my hometown, East Bridgewater, Massachusetts.
Was he in an Oscar-nominated movie?
He was.
Cars?
He was in La La Land.
Oh, he was in La La Land. Okay.
Just a small end of the movie. You know, he was the guy that she shouldn't have gotten. She should have got the guy. Remember, Vinny, you wanted the happy ending?
Yeah, I hate that movie. That movie sucks.
Well, one thing I'll tell you, I'm looking at this. Lacey Chabert falls for hunky snowman brought to life in Netflix's Hot Frosty trailer. That's going to have a happy ending. You can just tell just by looking at it.
I'm glad Lacey Chabert has been able to work her way off of the Hallmark Channel because she's one of those people she's like a mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
The same way, what's her name was, and then she went and got caught in a college scandal.
Right.
What's that
Lori Loughlin.
Name? Lori Loughlin is also one of those locked into a 3-movie-a-year deal with Hallmark.
I'm sure it pays well.
Yeah, well, I don't have a 3-movie-a-year deal.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
They're
3 movies a year? I'll do that deal. That sounds great. What am I getting for that? Whatever it is, it's not enough. Talk to my agent. All right, so there's that. I am.
And you two with the, I haven't gone back to the town square to find out where I rank in the celebrity.
Well, Irvine, there's definitely a ton of, celebrities from.
Orange County, Orange County's looking at L.A. and like,
hey, almost, we're over here.
It thinks it's L.A., like L.A. Junior.
Right. But if you just talk about your hometown, you should see who, Google the 10 most famous people from Irvine, California.
No need. I won't make that list.
What is it?
Sounds like a good quiz at the end of the show.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. Just a true or false. Put it together.
I gotcha.
Is this guy from Irvine? Yeah. Or just from Orange County? all right, I'm out of time. What's coming up, Ben? Oh, actually, hold on. One more thing. I want to throw one more thing in here. Barack Obama was introduced at a rally last night, the night before last, Eminem. And here is what it sounded like.
I got to say... You know, I have done a lot of rallies, so I don't usually get nervous. But I was feeling some kind of way following Eminem. And I notice my palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, vomit on my sweater already, mom's spaghetti. Nervous, but on the surface I look calm and ready to drop bombs, but I keep on forgetting.
And he walks off and hugs Eminem.
You know what's badass about that is everything. It really wouldn't have been as good if he forgot the words. You know what I mean? Like there's a moment he's rolling, he's got it, and then he just goes blank.
Oops. And that's sort of how it goes. Okay, bye-bye.
He got it. Good job. That's one of those moments where you could just bomb.
You could. Yes.
I hope he had a cue card.
He's looking all around, but they do have teleprompters everywhere.
Oh, okay.
You know, maybe he did, but, I like to think Obama knows that song by heart. What you got coming up?
I'll tell you when we do the story. Women's intuition is coming up.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now at RadioAlice.com. They're going fast. Do not miss out. And don't forget that all this week at 8.05 and 9.05, we have your chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison, December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. It's time for Boo at the Zoo at the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. The city's most popular kid-friendly Halloween event takes place on October 26th and 27th. Dress up for the costume contest, dance at the Frankenstomp dance party, and see animals and enjoy their pumpkin treats.
Sounds like a fun day at the zoo.
Mm-hmm. By the way, any list you put together for the famous people of Irvine better include Deepak Rushanthaya. You know, for the Irvine fame people.
Well, yeah, but you know that one, so I can't put that in the game.
Oh, that's too bad.
Also, does he count as famous?
I think he does.
Doctor, surgeon. What even is he?
He is a surgeon. And he's by far more accomplished than most of the people who we went to school
Accomplishment
with.
Accomplishment and fame are completely different things.
Oh, all right. Fine.
Especially these days. Anybody can just be over on, you know, TikTok and go viral because they had a nip slip or something. Like, that's it. I'm the most famous person from my town. 5 million views. That's not a thing I can say.
No, I think you can. I'm looking for the picture. You got one?
Oh, I don't.
Oh.
No, I don't.
All right, that left.
What left?
Your see-through shirt.
Oh.
It's no longer here anymore.
Yeah. I don't have a see-through. Do not look at me like that, Maddie.
I'm not looking at you like that. I'm just see-through shirt. I'm intrigued that you would wear one.
I didn't wear one.
It became
see-through. I put on a fully opaque shirt. And when it got wet, it was not opaque anymore.
Anyway. Sorry to talk in code. Let me get to my story. Mm-hmm. This is one of those stories that is both absurd and on the surface you'd go, okay, well, no one was hurt.
Okay.
And yet, when I show you the video, you're going to go, what the? So here we go.
Okay. I'm ready.
Oh, actually, I need to start with this stuff first. Mostly sunny, highs in the 70s today. I know it's pitch black out, but it's going to be a beautiful day. Thursday Excellent. Night football. 5-1 Vikings at 2-4 LA Rams. I have a feeling this one's going to be another one of those crummy Thursday night games. Mm. I'll watch Survivor.
Good. Yes, we almost do that.
World Series starts on Friday at 5. Yankees at Dodgers. There's that. Okay. Now, this guy, an idiot in Milwaukee, drove drunk on Monday night and got on the highway going the wrong direction.
Oh, boy.
So this happens.
It does.
Drunk drivers will do this. They get on the freeway, go in the wrong direction, and this often ends in innocent people dying in head-on collisions.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't mean to rant, but it's one of those things where, in this case, nothing went wrong.
Well, other than...
Well, he got busted.
Right.
Luckily, they say the cops caught him pretty much right away, and so no one was hurt, because he happened to pass the Kamala Harris motorcade the minute he got on the freeway going the wrong direction.
Oh my God.
I have video of this too. So he's getting on the freeway going the wrong direction, and there's a cop immediately going past him the right way on the road with lights blaring. And this person is driving down the freeway the wrong way as cops are coming at him. One, two. I'm going to show you the video now.
All right.
Because this is one of those things where I understand she is not the president. Yes. But she is the sitting vice president. So how this didn't get stopped sooner, I don't understand. I'm going to let Sarah, and maybe, you know what? Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. But here's the video. Sarah's going to watch it and she'll describe it. That's the guy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that can turn off.
Oh, it's very exciting music.
Look how many cars in the motorcade are currently passing this.
Now, just one.
Hold on.
Okay.
Keep watching.
So he's going the wrong way. He's going very slowly in the fast lane, by the way, because that's the lane he's gotten onto.
That's your problem with him?
Well, I mean, he's going the wrong way on the highway. Oh, my. Look at how big this motorcade is.
So the motorcade had, I don't know, 3 to 5 cars out in front of it before he got to the actual motorcade.
Right.
He's still going though.
He is. I cannot believe it. I can't believe one of them isn't just pulling. I'm sure they're all having a radio conversation about it right now.
Okay. So how many cars would you say passed this guy before this one last cop in line stopped him?
I would say 17 cars.
Okay. So my question to you is we saw that earlier in the year, there was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Yep.
And everyone went, oh my God, the Secret Service, like whether you like the guy or not, that's a fumble. And yeah. people were fired or resigned.
Oh my God, I certainly
whatever.
Hope so, right?
You know, I'm not fired. I've been allowed to resign.
Mm.
Same thing. Right?
I mean, yes.
So anyway, here's a situation where this guy, I don't know. What if he had designs on crashing a bomb-filled car headfirst into car? He could have done it. They didn't stop him.
Mm.
He
Those
just drove,
first ones
and, drove
went by.
And drove and drove and kept driving and driving. So I don't know if someone knows this story and knows why they let him keep going. I don't understand it.
I wonder if there is some kind of protocol in place where you don't allow the motorcade to be disrupted.
I just think that when the first people go by him, they're probably going, is that guy going I think somebody's going the wrong way. And then they probably started radioing back. Is this? Somebody's going the wrong way. And it took till the last guy to confirm.
It seems like they should stop. They should
I understand what you're saying. And I realize that if I were in the motorcade, I'd probably have been on my phone texting Christina. You know, I mean, who knows? Maybe that's what was happening. But I'm saying, like, in reality, I'm no expert and I have a very difficult attention span. But what I'm saying is you're part of a motorcade with the sitting vice president and none of you think, ram that car.
Right. Stop that car.
Ram that car right now before we go. And now I can see where they might go. What if it's got a bomb in it? Okay, I don't know. But you were hundreds of feet in front of the actual car. Like, what did you say? 12, 17? You're a counter.
I actually didn't count them, but there were like three cop cars that go by. And then I guess like the Secret Service cars and the cars that are carrying all the people, including
the
Kamala Harris.
The fake Kamala car.
Maybe that's why they didn't freak out. She was gone.
She's in a helicopter.
Ago, right? She's above them somewhere. Right.
Maddie's dad is already taking her back to the White House.
Yeah.
She's got to get to the bus stop.
An idiot, if you're just joining us, I'll redo the story just to get us back caught up. An idiot in Milwaukee drove drunk on Monday night and got on the highway going the wrong direction. The cops caught him pretty much right away and no one was hurt because he passed Kamala Harris's motorcade. There's footage of his white car driving slowly on the left shoulder as her motorcade zips by. She had a police escort and two cop cars immediately pulled him over, except it wasn't immediate. They all passed first. One report says he came within inches of causing a crash.
Mm.
The police report says the 55-year-old driver seemed extremely surprised when the cops told him he almost hit the vice president's car. He didn't realize he was going the wrong direction and didn't even remember getting on the highway.
Great. This guy sounds great.
He stated, I had no intention of hurting the vice president at all or anybody related to her campaign. He's facing charges for DUI and reckless endangerment. But I just, once again, I'm just sort of bringing up the point that these guys...
Seemed like the reaction time was slow. It didn't seem like if someone had figured out a way to time that and got onto the highway, that would have been... But no, it's just a dum-dum. I guess they wouldn't be setting someone at every exit or anything, but it does seem like it... I don't know. It's a very strange story.
602 says they would never stop a motorcade. It makes it a sitting target. I can see, having watched many TV shows, how that might be the plan.
Right.
If they stop the motorcade, now's our chance. And then a big magnet on a helicopter comes down
and picks,
the roof of the car up.
God, you're like you're an evil genius.
Well,
over
I'm
there.
Just saying, I've seen a lot of TV in my life. And please share Vinny's story video on Facebook. His stories should be shared on Facebook like Sarah's stories. She puts hers on. I don't.
Well, you could.
I can't.
Why can't you? Because you copy the link and you put a little. Hey,
just
this
give
is
it
cool.
To me, or just give it. No, I can do it.
You know, sometimes after you've done a really intense news break, you just have to sit there and pick your butt for a minute. Like, you just need a minute.
Can't you pick with one hand? It's multitasking. Pick with one hand, cut and paste with the other hand.
That's just a phrase. I don't mean I'm literally, you know, but I just mean you just need a second to just kind of go, oh, that was hard.
You know what? Once you get it down, Vin, it takes... I do it all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm going to post that on Facebook. And I do it like right then on the air. It's crazy.
Drunk drivers are going the wrong way in the fast lane because they think it's the slow lane in the direction they're going.
Right. They're just getting on the highway. For them, they're all the way over on the right-hand side. But they're actually in the fast lane. Hey,
Let me just address this.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
302 has texted in. You probably shouldn't say that Thursday night football game with Minnesota versus the Rams is a crummy game. You insult your listeners from Minnesota and Los Angeles. At the same time, just because you don't care for any of the teams doesn't mean it's... Listen, you need to not be bothered by me not liking some team or some matchup. Yeah. You just need to not.
You shouldn't worry about it.
You really need to not. The people of Minnesota, they're fine.
Oh, thanks.
And the people you of betcha. LA, they're fine too.
Yeah, we're not even from here. We don't care. That's an LA
we
person.
We root for the Pats.
Right, exactly.
Right?
I certainly did when I lived in LA.
I mean, if you go to the stadium when the Niners are playing there, it's filled with Niner fans. So yeah. Maybe most of the people are from the Bay Area.
Sure. Right.
Anyway, I don't
we're
know.
Not, no
make.
One's trying to hurt anyone's feelings on this show, and it's a sports team.
The
you know.
Thursday night games are notoriously bad. It's not even about which team. It's the matchups are just not always great. And you find yourself with a lopsided game going, that's the NFL. But isn't
it's
there
a game.
Anything
I'm gonna
else
watch
to
it.
Do? Anything.
Yeah. Well, if you were involved in fantasy football, you'd definitely have a player on each of those teams, and you would be very much interested in that game.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, you know I love fast facts. Oh, all right.
Yeah. This is the
hang on. I don't know what's happening, but did you put in a? Did you open a ticket?
It's fine.
Open a ticket.
It doesn't. During the auditions for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Keanu Reeves originally auditioned to play Bill, and Alex Winter auditioned to play Ted.
Mm.
Their parts were switched after casting. I've never seen either of those. I don't know, and I...
Oh, the first one's great. Actually, I liked them both. I mean, they're dumb, but honestly, they're interchangeable. I actually couldn't tell you whose name was whose. They seem like the same
people,
dude.
Right.
They're two dudes just the same. Bill and Ted.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Was a chess prodigy as a kid
and
won the Western Australia Junior Chess Championship when he was 10.
Wow. You could beat a bunch of 10-year-olds at chess. That's great.
The first time a human was killed by a robot happened in 1979.
Oh,
when an employee at a Ford plant in Michigan got hit in the head by a robot's arm on the production line.
Oh, so the robot can't see and just swung its arm the way it normally does.
Right.
That's what you think.
Well, they are coming for us. Got to be, you know what? AI is one thing. Got to be careful with robots because once robots get AI, now they're mobile.
8 in 10 women. That's, I mean, what is that?
Most of them.
Is that a B+?
Yes. No, it's just a B.
Oh, it's just a B.
Yeah, 80 is a... Actually, an 80 is a B-.
Get out!
Yeah, I think a B is 85.
Oh. All
right? If it works like that.
Okay, well...
As an instructor who grades people all the time.
Right,
oh, yes, okay.
We got an expert
we have a
right
professor
here. An 80 is a B-, and so is an 81 and an 82.
Ah, so 83, 4.
What about a 79?
So here's my
That's
thoughts.
That's a C+. Come on.
It's a C+, but if
she's hot...
No,
it's a B minus.
If like
That's
their whole
point.
Grade depends on it, I bump them up to a B minus.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Or if she's
I'm not that guy. Her. I'm not that guy.
Okay.
Oh, you're an easy.
Oh, I would never look at a student like that, Vinny.
Okay, good.
The right answer.
Right.
Now,
8 in 10
students.
Women feel like they have a sixth sense. Do you have a
no?
An
I
intuition?
Wish I did. I wish I did, but it's been proved over and over again that I am not a good judge of people. I have no idea what's going to happen next. I don't have any kind of psychic blast. It's none of that. I'd love to have that, but I feel that I do not have that.
A survey of 2,000 women looked at how strong their intuition is and found that more than half of respondents have a lot of trust in their intuition, their gut, especially those who are moms. 74%. Of moms are like, yeah, when I got a feeling, I know to go with it.
I definitely get feelings. They're just wrong so often.
They're saying here, the gut feeling that a woman gets often leads them correctly most of the time.
Well, that's good.
Especially when it comes to meeting new people, making major life decisions, when it comes to your health, something they call ill-tuition.
Oh, that makes sense. Like, you just can tell something's wrong. There's just something wrong. Something's off.
Well, yeah, you fell down and you passed out.
Mm.
You
could be something much more low key than that, Vin. I mean, a fall down, pass out, like I've got questions, but you know, just feel off. I'm off.
Okay. Women don't pay attention to their gut feeling that something is off or not act on it a lot of times if the symptoms will interfere with their day.
Ah. Like I got stuff to do.
Oh, no, they're saying until the symptoms interfere with their day. Oh. So that's actually, I misread that. So what they're saying is they've got too much planned. Unless this thing's going to end with them passed out on the ground, they're going to push through that.
Right.
Go moms.
Moms.
Dads do that too, I think. I told you I was talking to my friend and he was saying, I'm working these hours and they're crazy. And then I have time with my family. So pretty much I just don't sleep. And I'm like, bro, that is going to end badly. You know that, right? Yeah. He's like, yeah, but I really need this time with my family and I have to have my job. And I'm like, right. But when you are in the hospital.
And he's then you'll get extra time with your family. That'll be good. Or they'll be like.
It's just the same story.
Now we all have to get jobs because dad can't work his job.
I have to keep going. Mm. Oh. Ay, ay, ay.
There's a big strike going on at a hotel down the street.
Oh, yeah, I honked. And did you honk yesterday?
Of course I honked. Listen, I'm a union girl. But they were, one of their things is one job should be enough. And I completely concur with that. One job should be enough. It's getting harder and harder and harder for anybody to support themselves on a single job or get the insurance that they need that's required. It's just, I'm with them. Go striking hotel workers.
I honked as well. 415 has texted in. While we're on the Thursday night football insult, stop stealing sea glass, Vin. Yeah, the natural resources that I keep taking off the beach. That was one of those texts
that's really funny.
Because I continue to look for sea glass.
Yeah, as though it's a living thing at some point, and now it's some kind of sea glass shell.
But I think of it because it's just, there's that moment where someone chose to write in. Mm. With no idea what they're talking about.
You're actually picking up trash.
It's trash.
Technically,
picking
it's trash.
Up trash.
Yeah.
Stop it,
it's
Ben.
Beautiful trash. It's a keepsake trash, but it's trash, man. Stop picking that up. Go
Keep
on.
The beach trashy.
Yeah.
God. You're insulting all us trash people.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please wish my daughter Calliope a happy 12th birthday.
Calliope. I think I know someone who has a daughter named Calliope. And her name is Kesha.
Hi, Kesha.
Kesha.
Kesha?
Yeah, she used to, my brother worked with her.
Kesha, that you?
Is it you?
Kesha?
Here? Happy birthday, Calliope.
And Kesha.
And hello, Kesha. But maybe it isn't. Maybe there's someone else with a daughter named Calliope. Is Calliope like a musical? It's like a festival thing, a Calliope. It turns and it makes beautiful music and it's.
Something like that.
It's like a music box?
Yes, like on a larger scale, yeah.
I thought a calliope was a horse.
It literally means beautiful voiced.
Oh.
So Calliope was the most prominent of the muses.
Oh.
And I believe when you're on a merry-go-round.
That's like a calliope.
That's referred to as a calliope.
That's what I was thinking of, like something, you know, the spinning thing.
415 says, Obama said in a past interview that one of the songs he would listen to before a big speech was Lose Yourself. He 100% knew the words. It was great. Yeah, I understand that. Sarah 100% knows the words to certain songs too. And then
I'll
goes blank.
Forget them. Yeah.
It is one of those things that happens sometimes on stage. I'm no person to remember lyrics anyway. But I mean, I'll look out into the audience and someone will catch my eye.
And you've lost yourself.
And I am gone.
I've literally lost myself.
Someone waves and I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, you're supposed to be singing.
Yeah.
You should be singing now.
Vomit on your sweater, mom spaghetti.
Not to be cryptic. Oh, never mind. Because it was cryptic. And
Don't keep them,
me.
You guys, listen. Edit yourself. Word economy. Keep them short and sweet and your text will get read. The long ones that break up into five different parts, we have a weird system. 925
says, we got to the moon. Do you think we'd be able to stop a guy going down the freeway the wrong way by now? Come on.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I don't know what the protocols are, but it did seem like he went way too long without being, I don't know,
stopped.
Rammed.
Something needed to happen. Is it Would it be too harsh to put those, the rental car things, yeah, where you can't, don't back up here. Don't back up.
Oh.
Oh, you mean like the first car in the motorcade tells the second guy, spit your strips out, and they...
No, I just mean in general.
On every exit
and on ramp.
You spike the tire.
If you go backwards or if you're getting on the highway, I mean, that would be bad, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like in every town across America, you've got the backward. I don't like it.
So it stops them right at the metering lights. Oh. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Disney passes plus an unbelievably quick turnaround. You won't believe it.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.